It is Monday morning on McCurley in the Morning. Of course, we always try to be positive around here every day, but especially on Monday, we have the man, the myth, the legend. He is Coach Josh Bedoris.
What do you think goes into those mythical stories when you say the man, the myth, the legend?
I used to say the man about town, you know, a man amongst men.
Yeah, I got you. You know, football season just finished up high school here in locally.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we like to give shout-outs to often is the behind-the-scenes type of action that goes on. And in studio, I've got the voice of the Fayetteville Football Wolves, the PA voice, Mr. Evan Blair.
Not much of a voice.
Hey, we love it.
You got the perfect face for a microphone, Evan.
I do, and the perfect voice for Fayetteville.
Yeah.
The most country person they could find.
That's it. You know, you go to a Fayetteville football game, you go to a couple basketball games or baseball games at Fayetteville, you're going to hear Evan on the PA system. And it's just one of those things that I appreciate with my sports background because – as we've all heard, it takes a village, right, to run a program. So people that volunteer their time, sacrifice their time to do the really outstanding work that Evan does should be appreciated more and should be congratulated more.
Well, I appreciate that. And Fayetteville, you know from experience, I went to school there. We've always been a community that needed volunteers, volunteer coaches, you know, and I got three kids, different ages, playing different sports. So I just feel like that's my way to give back to the community, announcing.
I'm not saying this to inflate your ego because I know we don't need any of that. But a lot of times when you get free help, McCurley, it's not the best help, right? He volunteers, and, I mean, you do such a wonderful job, Evan. I mean that. You do a great job, and I know it's easier for you with your sports background, how you can tie everything in. But not only are you volunteering, but the help that you bring to the table is good help, man. It's quality help. So that counts a lot, too.
Well, I appreciate that. And like you said, when I started off as a football coach years ago, for people that didn't know, I started off at Chillsburg, was actually an assistant for Jeff Bullen, and Coach Limbaugh was one of the people up there coaching with me. Josh was actually a student when I was up there, and he'll probably get around to some of that in a minute.
Yeah.
When I started, I didn't have a very depth of a football background. You know, I only played 2 years at Fayetteville. I was in 11th grade when we started football. So X and O wise, I'm not the best football genius out there, but I spent a lot of years in the booth just answering questions from the coaches. So when I go up and do the PA, I feel like I'm kind of used to watching the game up there. And I just try to get as many kids' names mentioned as possible, and I don't really have a spotter up there, so sometimes – I even feel bad about not calling out more of the visitors.
You mentioned you only played 2 years, your junior year. Is it fact or is it fiction that Evan Blair was the first quarterback at Fayetteville High School?
Well, for people that remember back that far, it's fact.
That's amazing. We have a legend on the show today, McCurley.
That was 1996. I guess we're approaching the 30th year anniversary of Fayetteville football, and we had probably 60 to 70 kids on that first team, and I definitely didn't get it because I was the most athletic, but I did understand the play call and was able to get in the huddle and say, hey, you're supposed to line up here or you're supposed to block that guy. So I guess kind of by default because I learned the plays pretty quick.
The inaugural quarterback for the black and gold.
Well, here's something he probably did not know. And for years, I was always asked, who was your favorite teachers? And, of course, I went to Sylacauga, but I had two teachers that were tied for that leading spot, and one of them was his mother, Miss Becky Blair. And I can tell you probably knew a lot about Miss Memory Davis the late Memory Davis.
Used to go swimming over there all the time.
They were my favorite teachers, but I'll tell you this too, talking about Evan and his family and everything, of course, been knowing his mom and dad for years, and he does a great job with the PA. And you're talking about a lot of times free help is not always the best help. That's why I've been in radio for 37 years.
Yeah, it's funny.
But I will tell you this, PA announcers, and I had two of them that were very near and dear to my heart. One of them's gone on to be with the Lord, Mr. DeWitt Dodd, who was a counselor at Sylacauga. He was the first one that ever come up with the phrase, third down in Dixie drug to go at Legion Stadium. The other, I got a mention, and you know him, Mr. L.C. McMurphy.
Yep.
I watched this man with a broken leg for all one football season, all the way through the playoffs, hobbled on crutches to that press box, he would be the one to tell you what the temperature was in Fargo, North Dakota at the time. But he had a world of his own. He was a great man, and I know you do. You do a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. It means a lot.
You know, just that volunteer help. I mean, that truly is the backbone of a community. It's the backbone of a good high school program because, I mean, you know, I experienced football at Fayetteville and athletics at Fayetteville when I coached. You know, when the Farmlinks Field lights are shining, everybody from Fayetteville is in the bleachers. I mean, no, you truly have the whole entire community. And that's one of the beautiful things about high school sports is the community is there. So, you know, I think that's very admirable that Evan donates and volunteers and just does so many wonderful things.
And here's the thing, when you're talking about somebody with a volunteer, you always have to have donors. You have to have people who give money. You have to have coaches. You have to have cheerleader sponsors, whatever the case may be. But it's those people that don't get paid. They don't want any recognition most of the time. They just want to come do their thing, do it to the best of their ability, and go home and say, hey, I know I helped. And that's one of them right there.
And especially for an old man, you know, Evan's a little old. I'm going to speak on his age more than his quarterback skills in the 90s. This was maybe 2006, Evan?
Yeah, 2005. 2000,
yeah.
You were a freshman. Yeah, I know that. Whatever year that was.
Early on, take tremendous pride in being the first student that Evan Blair saw walk into a classroom as he was sitting behind a podium. So
ninth grade history, nervous, scared to death. I'm getting ready to teach ninth grade history, and I look up and see a young Josh Pedoris, and I'm not going to lie, David, I went and got the coloring books. I did, and then I saw the rest of the class. I was like, okay, it's really ninth grade history, so you know, I wasn't sure for a minute.
How many colors
did it take you?
I can't remember.
He was on watercolor. He couldn't give him anything sharp.
You know, I'm not the brightest crayon in the box. Well, no pun intended.
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer either, but I'll tell you this. I'll cut you with this. You think he's old? Y'all are looking at somebody that's real old, hey, man.
David, funny story. You was talking about my mom being your teacher. I remember the church basketball teams. I went to Mignon Baptist Church with Eric Varnador.
Yep.
You mentioned LC a while ago. David McMurphy was actually my Sunday school teacher, and Harold Drummonds, they were our basketball coaches. Go over to the boys' club with Coach Brooks and play. And my mom would always, cause my first memories of you, my mom always come up and give you a hug and
she would
tell us who you were. And
she still does to this day.
Met a lot of good people over there.
And you spoke about the boys' club. I want to mention this. Talking about volunteering for things. I can't tell you how many years I volunteered, coached over at the boys' club, and or he kept the book or did the school board or whatever, kept the time. And I'm going to tell you, I never went home not one night without Harold Brooks saying, Muck, appreciate you, man.
And every night. Hey, it's the little things like that, man.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
That used to be the thing growing up.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people play dance instead of rec ball. I know people that got older wouldn't play school ball because they'd rather play at the boys' club, you know.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was big time in the 90s.
We had some leagues over there.
That's amazing.
It got a little –
almost 20 years later, we're sitting here, Evan. Almost 20 years later.
It's pretty much his 20.
Almost 40 years later, I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
So.
And Evan also, our roots go back to – he was an assistant coach on the 07 state championship team.
Never forget it.
You know, he's seen a side of me, you know, growing up. I've seen a side of him, and just to see everything come full circle, to know that we're both serving and positively impacting people, there's so much, you know, there is a tremendous blessing in all of that. It's really, really cool.
And I'm going to say this too. I talked about his mom, but one of the reasons Evan's the way he is because his family as a whole.
Yes.
I mean, his mom and his dad, he's brought up the right way. And I never knew you were the first quarterback there, but they picked a good one.
Yeah, they did. That's the message we wanted to get across. Evan, thanks for coming on. But
you're welcome, guys. I appreciate you having me.
We appreciate you very, very much. And, guys, go serve. You know, I know a lot of big picture things are going on, you know, in the country and everything. But let's just really start changing our communities. And you do that simply by doing things like Evan does, and that should be motivation to all of us. So enjoy, guys.
What do you always say?
Go dominate your week.